a very important week. We're in real crunch Brexit negotiations. This week, we are meeting a host of Irish and UK and European MEPs. Our message is simple, that we're going to thank them for the commitment they have given to Ireland, the strong resolution that they have passed in the Parliament. And remember, the Parliament have a veto on any Brexit deal. We will meet with four members of the Brexit steering group over the next 3 days. We're included in that. We're meeting with Guy Verhofstadt, who is the Brexit coordinator for the Parliament. He works directly with Michel Barnier, and he's a very important individual in this process. And our main point to him is that we absolutely need the backstop, and that they must insist that the backstop is kept as it was last December and is included in any withdrawal agreement that might take shape in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
It's a very much a fundamental issue now at the whole heart of Brexit is that backstop. There seems to be a degree of concern as regards the approach of Theresa May in the UK, that there almost seems to be a tendency there to kick this down the road, to buy for a little bit more time. I take it you and your group are looking for decisive and swift action to be taken on this.
Of course we are. We want clarity. We who live in the border communities on both sides of it, we run businesses, we live in the community, we need certainty as to what's going to happen. And we'll be asking those hard questions, we'll be looking for the commitment that they stand firm on the backstop, and we'd also be looking for realism, that if there is a hard Brexit, what are we looking at in terms of the infrastructure or any checks that might have to occur on the Irish border. We need honesty and we need realism. I attended a rally in Belfast on Saturday, a Remain rally. There's a huge groundswell of support in the north and across Ireland that we remain largely in the EU, and the backstop allows the north to stay in the customs union and large parts of the single market. It is absolutely the only solution in town, and it's one that we are pushing very, very hard for.
And finally, Declan, again, there seem to be some worries in recent times that maybe the support in Europe as regards a backstop coming into play immediately seem to be somewhat waning a little bit. From your early reaction, what you're gauging over there so far, is there any evidence to back up those claims?
Very little. There is talk that the transition period would be extended. The British government are playing this up, that this would really negate the need for a backstop. The Irish government, us, and those on the Brexit steering group, remember they have a veto, are saying categorically and clearly that the backstop must be included, that a temporary extension does not compensate for the insurance policy that is the backstop. We must have that.